Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was listening to a segment on VFN, on the VFN app that was recorded about we can adjust.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real, I mean, you need to hear that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of humiliation in there about my journey to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
But you can learn a lot. God's created us to be able to adjust. And as we're talking about, hopefully that's a related segment to today's program, because understanding as we're talking about what we're going through and some things that are happening, God's designed us to adjust. I mean, it's amazing how the body works. If you begin to use your hands for hard labor, at first you're going to have blisters. But if you continue on, if you press through in your faith, you'll have calluses on your hand. Your hands will get calloused.
Mm-hmm.
If you lift weights, according to Pat, it'll be hard when you're pressing through, but suddenly you'll have, like he has a bicep on his left arm, that, you get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And just God's designed that. And if you want your faith to be stronger, you have to understand, you have to go through something, and it builds your faith. You got to listen to that. I encourage you, and hopefully that'll be made available to you on the VFN Torch today. Or as a related article, you can adjust. We can.
Yes, you can.
And even if you believe you can't, as you're adjusting, you'll be surprised. You can adjust. Well, I do want to say and talk about endurance. Endurance is such an important thing, and it's a rare. You think about this when a prince is born in a kingdom, mm-hmm. a king's home. I mean, there's probably not much endurance, for that particular prince, because everything's pretty laid out for him,
mm-hmm.
or princess. Everything's laid out for her. Well, in America, I mean, we've been treated so well in America for so long, there really is not much endurance. And as a matter of fact, even in boot camp, it's reported right now in the Marines, mind you.
Mm.
I mean, that's the tip of the spear, man.
Right.
The tip of the spear now has like a little pink card on the end of it that says time out.
Right.
For boot camp.
Right.
Paris Island, now it's like Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not, but you can actually say, I'm not able to endure this. Can I take, pause, freeze?
Yeah, it's called a stress card or something?
Yeah, stress card or something of that nature, which I totally understand. I mean, that's probably very stressful, but that's not how life is.
No, it's not.
You can't, and so many people just stop. They go, well, I'm just tired. I'm just not going to do it anymore. Like what? Breathe? can you opt out? I mean, this is not some email coming to you on a regular basis. You can just opt out. You can just opt out.
Unsubscribe.
Life. Yeah, and so many people have unsubscribed and opted out of life's responsibilities because they didn't want to endure. And he says very specifically in Hebrews chapter 10 that you have to endure. And if you don't endure, if you shrink back, you won't be the ones that please the Lord. Endurance is so important, but it takes God to empower us to endure. I mean, I've seen strong people, strong men, and crumble in the presence of God because it takes God to help you, empower you to endure. I've seen them fall to their knees. I've seen them choke. I've seen them cry. I've seen them panic. I've seen all these different things take place. And this thing is like, you cannot endure outside of God, but you can endure with God.
Mm-hmm.
With God. And so I look and I'm reading in Hebrews, right before the faith chapter, which a lot of us focus on the faith chapter, but in Hebrews chapter 10, he's talking about, enduring that you'll be richly rewarded. So he says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, he says, so do not throw away your confidence, for it will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere. That word means endure. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised, which means if you don't endure, mm-hmm. you won't receive.
Right.
For in just a very little while, he who is coming will not delay, but my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, which means he doesn't endure, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. And so it's a false doctrine that says you only have to believe for a couple of weeks and then you could just give in to the world system and live in darkness and just opt out of life. And then you can just say, yeah, I was baptized back in, 10 years ago. I got a certificate on my wall. And what you did was you opted out of the struggle. Mm-hmm. You opted out of the endurance. You shrunk back. And it says it's not going to be good. Be those that endure, that don't shrink back, and those that are saved, that we get the reward. And you think about this. I mean, so many things are happening. So many things are hitting nonstop. Bam, bam, bam. And what it is, it's working away, or it's either doing one or two things for you. It's making you stronger and more steadfast in honing your faith and who you believe in and what you believe, and it's bringing clarity to your faith. Mm. Or it's driving you further and further into a cave of denial, opting out of life. I mean, think about the 10 plagues. Mm. I mean, think about it. Okay, you had one plague. It's like, man, that was terrible. That was ferocious. Oh, my goodness. And you kind of get beyond that. It's like, oh, it's another plague. Mm-hmm. Another plague is coming, and then another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. It's like 8 plagues. It's like the endurance that you're going to have in God to understand that he's working out his plan. He's showing himself mighty, and you can miss God. So many people miss God because they don't endure. They don't understand God's in control. He hasn't given up. He's got a plan he's unfolding. He's going to deliver Israel from captivity and from slavery and from bondage. But if you don't endure and you go, I'm just going to be a slave forever, I'm just going to work for Pharaoh forever, you're missing out because God was showing himself mighty to Israel and to the Egyptians that he's God. You want to be around for the 10th plague.
Yeah.
You want to be around for the Passover. You want to be around when all of a sudden the death angel passes over, and you want to be around with blood on the doorpost of your heart, knowing I stood fast, I stood strong, and therefore I live. I get my reward. Endurance. We pray, as a matter of fact, every Monday for 24 hours in our desire by God's grace once we mature in this day, and we've got many years in this one day, and we thank God for it, and there's 7 of them in a week. But one of the prayers that we pray is about endurance. We ask God, because we can't do this outside of him. He says it's impossible to endure. He asks us to endure, but outside of abiding in him, it is impossible to be done. Somebody says, well, that's a catch-22. No, it's not. He's wanting a relationship with you, and you can't accomplish what he wants to accomplish through you unless you do it with him. He wants to do it together. And the prayer that we pray is, as we're praying to God, I say, Father, you might want to pray this prayer. We'll make it available for you on the torch today. Father, strengthen mine and all your church's spirit with endurance. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Father, strengthen mine, me, my endurance. Strengthen mine and all your church's spirit with endurance, that we may do your will with zeal and diligence, especially in difficult circumstances. Impart strength and endurance for fasting, that we live a fasted lifestyle before you, hastening your kingdom's arrival and your return. Direct our heart by your spirit into the endurance and patience that Jesus walked in. But think how powerful it is. If God answers that, and he has answered it for us, begin to pray it. And God, our God answers prayer. You need endurance, but you have to get it from God. And I think about James. When James is writing about this, he says in James chapter 1, verse 2, he says, consider it pure joy. You may hear us talk about some pretty tragic things. And all of a sudden, we're still joyful. It's like, we know that God's in control. Mm-hmm. When you get so far, I mean, when it gets to a point in God, it's not hard to have joy because you're just so far out there. You're too close. And if you're still stressing out over stuff, you're not far out enough. You need to go deeper.
Way deep.
Way deeper. Get out there where you can't even see whatever you used to depend on. So you totally depend on God 24/7. And then you you can't do nothing but laugh. It's like, okay, God. God's keeping me afloat. And so truly, it's a network that God's building, right?
Exactly.
James chapter 1, verse 2, he says this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds." Think about that. Trials of many kinds causes us to have to endure. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." So it's in the testing of what you believe. If you believe Jesus Christ is in control, if you believe that he's the one that's providing for you, you're going to have to press through and endure and say, you know what, despite all this stuff coming against me and all these storms and the stuff I'm hearing on the news and, you know, what's happening with my job and finances and relationships and all that kind of stuff, you know, I'm still going to trust you through this, God. And what happens is, because you trusted God through that, a ramification of that is now you're stronger than you were before you went in. You're stronger. The fact you're thinking, I got to be strong enough to go through this. No, it's actually going through it that's going to build you the strength. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to tear me down. No, that's how it works. I mean, just look at the basic muscle. If you look at a muscle, the way that if you don't use it, you lose it. And so the way you strengthen a muscle is you have to take it and you break it down. Mm-hmm. But when you break it down, it'll rebuild itself back up stronger. And it's important for us to understand that endurance will come when we hang on to God and go through something. You just say, you know what? This doesn't make sense to me. I think this is unjust what's going on, but I'm going to trust God through this. I'm going to keep a good attitude, knowing God's in control. I'm going to be patient, which means I'm not going to be complaining, grumbling, and all that kind of stuff going through it. And I'm just going to be patient through this, understanding that when I come out of this, my faith is going to be stronger. I'm going to have some endurance in my life. The reason why there's not a lot of endurance is because we're not going through anything. We're not allowing you, the messages that you're hearing taught has nothing to do with like, hey, you're going to have to go through something to be stronger in God. Mm-hmm. And some things that are heading our way, you need to build your faith muscle up. You need to get strong. We're talking about endurance. Endurance is so important. And reading from James chapter 1, when he's talking about going through trials with pure joy, and think about it. He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." And perseverance, which is endurance, that it does something. Endurance must finish its work. So if we never endure anything, not only did we not finish the work, we didn't even start the work. Endurance, perseverance must finish its work so that we're mature and complete and not lacking anything. Think about it. What happens when we endure? We become mature in God. Uh-huh. It's a completeness that comes into our life and a place of no lack. But what do you see? You see so much immaturity in the things of God and in life in general. Uh-huh. And in places of lack and incompleteness. Everybody's like, I don't feel whole. I don't feel complete. It's like, you don't go through nothing. You don't trust God through. You run from everything that happens in the context instead of saying, you know what? I'm going to stick. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stand even when it stinks. I'm going to quit switching jobs every 5 minutes. And society's getting to the point now that you can't run from yourself. You can't because they can Google you.
That's right.
Right. And that's kind of really good because it'll get the church to start going through something. Mm-hmm. And so we can be mature and be strong. There was a day where people would, when I used to be a landlord and had these apartments, and people would go not pay their rent at one apartment complex in the city, and then they would go to the other one, and they wouldn't tell you that they didn't pay their rent. And so you would take them on, and they do the same thing. They keep going from place to place, not paying their rent. And so... now with today's technology and everything else, if you didn't pay it over there, then the landlord knows you didn't pay it over here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? Instead of doing that, I'm going to repent and say, dear God, forgive me for that. And say, I'm going to press through and believe God for the rent money where I'm at.
That's right.
Believe God where I'm at, that God's going to provide for me in the context of that. And it could be a huge learning lesson how it's going to happen. But you're going to get stronger and you're going to come to a place of, you go through it with faith in God, that you're going to be a place of maturity, completeness, and a place of no lack. I'm not talking about the American gospel, no lack. I'm talking about in your faith. I'm talking about in your faith, because Paul said, I've learned to abase and abound. I learned to be satisfied no matter what condition I'm in. And it makes me think of Romans chapter 15, when you were talking about endurance. How can we endure in God? Romans chapter 15, verse 4, tells us the word of God helps us do that. He says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance, think about it, through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement that's provided, we might have hope. Hmm. And so we see people that had our same journey possibly, or a similar journey in the word of God, and said, look what happens when they endured. Look what happened when Abraham, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became. Hmm. He was fully persuaded that God was able to do what God said he was going to do, even though his body and his wife's body couldn't do what was going to happen.
Right.
He didn't even waver in his faith. But he endured a journey, like 25-year journey, for that to take place. And so we can read about his life and say, you know what? I am going to have endurance, patient endurance. And patience means going through delays and difficulties. And the toughest things to go through are the people's mouths who get surrendered to the enemy, who try to put their little measuring sticks on you and rulers on you and said, you know, didn't you say you're going to be the father of many nations? I don't see you and Sarah having any children at all. It's like, patient endurance, my son. God is not a liar. And they're just used by the enemy to try to sow doubt in regards to the word of God. You just hold fast in your faith against all those things that are going on. You begin to see these things come to pass. I also think about endurance. I think about 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 through 7, when Paul was talking about, you know, endurance and going through suffering. He says, for just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. So we get comforted, but we also go through similar type sufferings that we have to endure through. He says, if we distress, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in us patient endurance with the same kind of suffering. Think about that. Is that suffering produces patience. Patience produces endurance, strengthens our faith. We're able to go through something. When we're talking about what's taking place right now in society, I'm talking about, you know, you need to build yourself up in God. You need to build yourself up in your faith, the most holy faith. You need to begin to quit listening to a whole bunch of junk and start listening and seeing things that build you up and strengthen you. Not build you up and strengthens you in the context of what's going, the American gospel. I'm talking about things like Jeremiah 12:5, when he says, when they're talking, the word of God says, if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? Let me say it again. If racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? If you stumble and fall on open ground, think about it. If you stumble and fall on open ground, what will you do in the thicket near the Jordan? In other words, when you're getting near, what's going to be like when you get near?
Right.
So you have to be strong. You have to build yourself up. I mean, if you can't yet win in the context of staying faithful to God with men, what are you going to do when the whole adversary just unleashes the wrath of the evilness of darkness? Or you think about 2 Kings 19:3. He says, when they're talking about it, says, they told him this. They told this. He says, this is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress, a season of distress and rebuke and disgrace. As when children come to the moment of birth, and there is no strength to deliver them. Listen, if you are not preparing yourself and strengthening yourself, God's going somewhere with this. Hmm. He's going somewhere. Don't burn yourself out on nothing. Don't waste your energy and your time and your eye gate and your ear gate and what you do with your mouth and what you do with your time. Do not waste it. Get into the presence of God. Become his disciple. Don't assume you're his disciple. For the very fact that you wouldn't even think about going back to the basics again and checking your foundation says you don't even have one. You're living on a slab called assumption, a monolithic slab, a foundation that you call assumption. And assumption washes away with the first storm, the first trial. You need to go back and measure, check yourself to see if you're in the faith. Begin to build that your faith again. Jesus Christ as Lord. I need to know you, Jesus, as the Lord of my life. Not just as the Son of God, but the Lord of my life. I need to know your grace and your deliverance and your mercy. I need to understand the authority. I need to understand the church. I need to understand the great commission that you've given us. I need to understand finance. I need to build my faith strong in you. I need to be able to learn the language of your spirit. I need to be able to hear and communicate with you clearly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, building myself up in understanding that you're going somewhere with this. This is my season. This is the season that we have to endure. We don't want to shrink back. We don't want to be those that shrink back into destroy, but we want to be those who endure and understand. It brings us to a place of completeness, a place of no lack, a place of maturity, even in the four blood moons, understanding that they begin with much struggle. It's going to take much effort and much energy, but if we endure, it always ends up in blessing. If we endure, we want to be of those who endure, who are strong, and we trust God, even though our brain does not even figure it out. We say, you know what? I'm holding on to you, Jesus. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I'm going to abide with you through all this. The rest of my life, I am going to abide. And if you do not yet abide with him, this is how you build your endurance, is spending time with him. Go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. We have a free plan for you right this moment. You fill out the little information. It comes right to you, and you can begin to abide with the Lord. And guess what's going to happen? Your strength. You're going to be strong when that baby's due. You're going to be strong when you have to race against horses. You're going to be strong and be able to hold fast and not complain, gripe, and grumble when you're having to go through difficulties, knowing that your God, our Lord, is in control. He holds everything in the palm of his hand. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life, and he wants to use you in this season for his glory. God bless. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.